have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Kids love to dress like pirates, the murderers and rapists that pirates were. And we think it's adorable.
Being a pirate is all fun and games, till somebody loses an eye. It hurts like it blazes, it makes you pull faces, but you can't let your mates see you cry. A fancy black patch will cover the hatch, making sure the soccer stays dry. Games till somebody loses an eye.
It's so hard of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all of your parts. It's so hard of being a pirate. You can't be a pirate with all of your parts.
Being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses a... What's it? You didn't choose it, but you don't want to lose it. Let's hope somebody spots it.
I'm not picking it up.
The doc comes along, he sews it back on. He ties it up tight, then he knots it.
You tied it too tight.
Being a pirate is all fun and games till somebody loses a what's it.
It's so part of being a pirate.
A pirate, a pirate.
You can't be a pirate with all of your parts. It's so part.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Barry the Boater, and Mike the Mariner, rounding out the crew. Okay, so if you need a Kelley Blue Book for boats, J.D. Power has one on their website that, you know, maybe one of those kind of common questions you're looking for. You're not aware of what your boat's worth or what something that you're looking at's really worth. That'll give you a good, you know, guide. And Barry's looking for his boat to find out if he got ripped off years ago or he still has something of value. Did you ever come up with a solution Barry?
I'm getting her. It's slow. There are a lot of boats.
There's
one called Trump. There's one called Trump Boats.
Trump, those are priceless, I'm sure, right now.
Could be. Yeah. I doubt it.
Trump or Trumpy?
Trump. It said Trump. When you go all makes, the list just goes on and on.
Yeah.
Okay, because there's a make called Trumpy, which is a very, very fancy high-end builder.
All right.
And mine, let me see, 2000.
Yeah, Barry has a Triumph, and he's trying to find
I'm getting there.
Any value left in the boat he bought years ago.
2007.
That is possessed by a ghost, by the way. I don't know if that would
be an added feature.
Yeah, would that enhance the price, make it more valuable or less? I don't know.
I think so, you would never boat alone. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see.
Sell it around Halloween. It might bump it up a bit. All right.
What? I got to enter a zip code. Okay. I'll keep doing this.
He's going to keep working on that. Let's move on to another common boating question that a lot of people may have, but may not know the answer to, especially if they're new to boating. Does your state boating certificate expire? So if you actually get one of those.
State boating certificate.
Or license to boat, like a safety license?
Yes. Yeah. If you lose your card, go to your state page, find the information, request a new one, retake the course. Yeah, but it varies state to state, right?
Yeah. It should not expire. No, for Florida, they don't expire.
Well, let's see. It says,
talking about the sticker for the FL number?
Well, this isn't zeroed in just on Florida. We're talking
just
across
like a car tag.
They say, does my state boating certificate expire? The answer is, if so, do I have to retake the course? Cards issued upon completion of the boating safety education course do not expire. However, unless your state legislature changes its laws, you will not have to retake the course. So it varies state to state, but it depends on which certificate and which state you have. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm more confused now than I was.
Well,
when
you
explained
it. You know, okay. I guess.
Well, I guess the bigger question would be: is if you had a 6-pack license through the Coast Guard, does that expire? Or do you have to take like continuing?
Well, that's federal.
Yeah. So
that's federal.
Yeah. Well, and actually, these questions are common boating questions this particular boating website too. So they offer their own boating safety course. So they're kind of referring to that. Now that I look at this a little more close. All right, Barry has found out what his Triumph is worth. 17
footer. Well, the suggested list price was $21,711. I know I didn't pay that. The low retail is $6,700. The average retail is $7,650.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't sell it for less than $12,000 or $13,000 because
it's garage kept.
No, wait. You just said the low end is $6,700.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't sell it less for $12,000?
Yeah, not for less than $12,000. Because it's been garage kept, it's clean, it's low hours, it only has like
350 hours. But the high end was like 76?
No, that was average.
Was average. So they have
low value of $6,700, an average retail value of $7,650.
Okay, so you wouldn't take 8?
No.
Why would go up to 12?
Go look at how expensive a new boat is, like a 17-foot center console. Go price out a new one.
Why would I do that? I have yours.
No, you don't have anything. you have a little bathtub. That's all you've got.
Okay. Yeah. I think.
That's the way things are priced these days. It's quite amazing when you think about it. You know, a ski boat for $200,000. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well,
so I mean, you know, if someone wants to get into boating inexpensively, but buy a good boat, you know, it's you find a good used boat. There are good used ones out there that
care. Yeah.
Well, you know, $12,000 for the boat, an extra grand for the bilge pump Ghost. Maybe.
The All Ghost right. is included for free.
Yeah, here's another question. How many and what type of life jackets are you required to have when boating with passengers? Mike, you want to take that one? What do you think?
Well, you have to have one for everybody.
Exactly. Exactly.
And throw cushions are good ideas, too.
Yeah, well, and they have to be
federal.
They have to be USC Coast Guard approved as well.
Yes.
So you make sure they're that.
And but if they're inflatables and they are out of date because those inflators have a expired sticker on them, mm-hmm. if they're out of date, then they're no good. You can't count those.
Oh, you can't. Okay. Well, there you go. All right. Barry added his 2 cents. Pretty valuable stuff. That's all right. Here's one. When should you report a boating accident?
Immediately.
Well, if a boating accident occurs, the boat operator or witnesses should report the accident immediately. Yes, to the nearest law enforcement agency.
Especially if someone's injured or killed. Yeah,
this is true. Death or disappearance, any kind of injury, damage to the vessel, all of them should be reported.
Unless you are planning to get rid of someone by, you know, taking them out boating and pushing them off the boat.
Huh. You seem like you've done a little extra research on
Aren't you coming down this week?
Okay. Moving on to question number 8. What forms of identification do you need to carry on board a boat? What do you think, Barry?
I would prefer no identification.
No ID. When you off your passengers, you don't want to be want to trace back to you.
Nowadays, when they have, you know, gunships out there shooting boats out of the water, I think you would want to have your driver's license, passport, social security card, concealed weapons permit if you have one, maybe a note from your mom.
It's a good idea. For the passengers to have an ID.
At least an ID.
Especially if there are any emergencies on board or the captain's trying to make one of his passengers walk the plank. Barry.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.